Thank you, everyone. So today we have invited Mike Edwards, who is the president and CEO of Hanna Andersson. On the other side, we also have Amber Nakvi, who is president at Logic. The next topic, what are retailers currently doing and how should they prioritize? As you probably know, being both in executive positions, you have to daily prioritize initiatives and ways so you can navigate through this uncertainty, right? Any words to help out organizations, retailers, and other businesses as well to prioritize the right initiatives?
Yeah, I'm talking to a lot of my peers, and we're part of the L. Catterton private equity firm portfolio. I get a lot of insights about what different people are doing, and we try to share our best practices to the best of our ability. You know, I think number one is everyone is very focused on liquidity right now. So protecting their balance sheet, they're shoring up their liquidity, they're managing their payments, and, you know, they're making tough choices in terms of real estate. The second thing everyone is doing is they're really going through their inventory and their receipt flow and making some calculated reductions to make sure that they're safe. Or in some cases, particularly in apparel, we're going to be skipping a season. For example, swimwear is one of the most devastated categories in apparel. And who knows if people are going to be able to go back to the beaches and social distancing and, you know, how that affects the category. So it's almost like some businesses will actually get put on pause for a year. And the other piece is that maintaining your team's productivity and connectiveness during this is job one. Talent is everything, and we want people to feel appreciated and respected, and we want to stay close to our team. And particularly on the apparel side, there's so much design and collaboration work that occurs, but it's teaching sort of the new technology to the team and keeping them engaged. You know, the other parts of the business are, it's more, where do you play defense and where do you play offense? So the offense side of it is that advertising and digital marketing costs have come down pretty dramatically on a cost per million basis. And there's huge opportunities to build awareness at a very attractive price. So you can come out and start faster than you may have done instead of just cutting your marketing. You know, the other piece that I think, you know, a lot of people are thinking about is, in addition to the marketing, you know, how do you maintain your online business and good fulfillment and protect your labor force and make sure shipments are making out on time so those customers that want to connect with your brand are. Then probably the last trend is really around brand management. And I see everyone is pivoting very quickly to a different kind of messaging, more empathetic, more resonating with their customers, and not as a formula as it has been in the past. And you're seeing great examples out in the marketplace where some brands are really resonating with their customer in a very appropriate, timely way. And there's some brands that are blowing it, you know, and a great case study is where Hobby Lobby is keeping their stores open against all states' regulations and lockouts. And, you know, that creates a lot of brand damage. So there's either companies that are tone deaf or there are companies that are really using this as an opportunity to greater build a relationship with their consumer.
Good points.
And, you know, the biggest element for us is the people aspect of it. I mean, we're a people business and services firms, you know, we have that double duty. We want to make sure our employees are safe. It's not only our biggest asset. These are our only value to anybody as an organization is our people. So we want to make sure that they're safe and protected. And at the same time, you know, we have to be diligent, make sure that we are providing those services in a safe an efficient way, but we are available. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, we're just reaching out and saying to retailers that we're here to help. And there's a way that we can help you with sorting out what does your store look like as you open it and provide you some advice on what we've seen in other places work and so forth. We're doing that as much as possible. But, you know, Mike raises a lot of valid, you know, and excellent points, some things to think about for all retailers.
So, as a leader, right, we talked a lot about what you guys can do to help. In regards to advice, what would be one piece of advice to businesses, employers, et cetera, that are experiencing this crisis?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard the term many times, you know, never waste a crisis. I think it's true because myself and others are really stepping back and saying, okay, it's a new day. It's a new economy. And what do I like about my business model and what I don't like? And What am I willing to give up and change forever and emerge as a stronger company and brand? And going through that thought process, it really pushes your comfort level about what is possible. But I do think we have, you know, at least speaking on my behalf, I have a whiteboard here that I can start over with and almost get permission to do so. Permission from your banks, permissions from your investors that say, yeah, we're willing to look at a new business model. Tell us what you're thinking about. And I think that, you know, it's my belief that the consumer buying is going to change so radically. Some categories are going to be huge heroes and some categories are going to take a hit. But one thing for sure is the tipping point to buy online is real. And it really makes you think differently about your channel strategy into the future and what your partnerships will be with other marketplaces or Amazon, and how do you build your muscle and technology when you may not have it. You may have been really strong at managing stores, but not so good at digital. And now that's flipping even faster. You know, the other thing is, you know, there's going to be a major shakeout in real estate. We already had too much, but now this just forces the hand. So when retailers stop paying rents and banks and REITs start pressuring real estate, a lot of malls will go away or be converted or be something else. And, you know, as a result, the shift of how customers buy, again, changes and how they go about their shopping. So, you know, I think every 24 hours, I have a new set of assumptions. And every time I do a business plan for one of my investors, I tell them it's good for 24 hours.
Yeah.
So, that's we're sort of in that, you know, pivot fast world right now.
Yeah, and I think a lot of those things that you just said, Mike, are, you know, similar, at least in our business. We are in the technology business, so, you know, we can't stress enough that everybody has to have a little bit of advantage that they leverage from their technology, because you are different.
Yeah.
And you have been different for a while, and the reason why people come to you as a brand is because of that. And there is a way to leverage technology to boost that, so you're not as, you know, blended into the market as everybody else. And, you know, we can help, but it needs to come from the retailers. And the quicker the retailers adopt that, the better it is going to be.
Yep.
One of the examples we just created, this curbside, I think, is going to come out as a huge winner.
Yeah.
You know, once the consumer gets used to staying in their car and having that item brought to them, that beats Amazon in some cases, in my opinion. So it all of a sudden it becomes an advantage where a mall goer may not want to go inside the mall, but they do want to buy online and be able to pick that up today from the store that's 5 minutes from their house.
You bet.
So I think things like that are simple, you know, maybe this might be the time to do that. You know, maybe maybe there's a mall with a drive-through. We'll see.
Yeah.
Great insights, guys. And you know, we have one last question because our time is almost up. Really, it's a fun question. We had a lot of doom and gloom and a lot of topics that obviously are not the greatest or the best. But we have this one last question that is a fun question. I'll do it to both of you. If you had a magic power, what would that be?
My magic power would be to cure the virus.
I wish I could travel in time, and either keep some of this from happening or at least be better prepared.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. We appreciate your time and the insights that you provided, and looking forward to connecting again in the future, hopefully in better circumstances.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.